Welcome back. This is the last one, and I've saved my favorite part of the original for it, because it's the real reason to take the whole thing seriously. The framework attacks itself, in writing, and it publishes the results. Let me walk you through the three fair objections and the answers. The first objection. Won't all this caution simply freeze you? It's fair. If permanent harm always counts extra, and permanent harm is possible in just about everything, then why would you ever move at all? The answer is that the framework builds in a counterweight, on purpose. Remember two of its four jobs: constraining indecision and reducing paralysis under uncertainty. It's designed to force movement, and there's a mechanism for it. Take the next true step. Keep it bounded. Then check. A small move, small enough that if you're wrong, it lands in box two, not box three. Contained. Then you look at what happened, and you update. And that's how both things are true at once. You move without certainty, and you respect irreversibility, by keeping each step small enough that being wrong is survivable. You don't need to know the answer. You need your mistakes to be recoverable. The wider system even names initiative as a required part, with a failure mode attached. Without it, nothing new is ever tried, and navigation freezes. Freezing is a failure of the system, not a safe place to sit. The second objection. If uncertainty is everything, isn't this just anything goes? If you can never be certain, then who's to say anyone's ever wrong? The answer is precise. And I like it. The framework doesn't judge you on whether your beliefs are true. It judges you on whether you can still navigate. And that is not relativism, because it produces real, non-negotiable failure states. Freezing is a failure. Fragmenting is a failure. Permanent defensiveness is a failure. Thrashing about with no direction is a failure. Those aren't opinions about your worldview. They're descriptions of a system that has stopped working. So, miscalibrated never means you believe the wrong things. It means your ability to steer is reduced. A different standard entirely, and one with teeth. And the third objection. Doesn't saying collapse is normal just romanticize falling apart? Fair. And the answer draws a hard line. Ordinary shrinking is normal. And rhythmic. Everyone contracts and expands. You have a bad week, the world gets small, and then it opens up again. That's breathing. That's not pathology. But contraction becomes collapse when it's too rapid, too extensive, or too chronic. When you lose ground and you don't rebuild it. That's a threshold, and it's named as one. And the goal is never rigidity. Rigid is brittle. It shatters the moment it's forced to bend. The goal is dynamic stability. Bend, reorganize, and don't fragment. So no, collapse isn't romanticized. It's the line you're trying to stay on the right side of. Now notice what all three answers have in common. Move, but keep it small and bounded. Then check and adjust. That single design carries both the caution and the courage. It's the same answer. Three times over. Let me also be honest about what this framework does not claim, because that matters too. It doesn't claim to give you the right answer. It's about disciplining reasoning, not computing optimal solutions. It doesn't claim mathematical precision. The formula is deliberately simplified, a thinking tool wearing a formula's clothes. And it doesn't claim to maximize good outcomes. And this one is easy to miss, and it's central. In the original's own words, it does not aim to maximize preferred outcomes. Rather, it structures action to reduce the likelihood of catastrophic or unacceptable outcomes, while preserving the conditions under which desired outcomes may emerge. That's a far humbler goal than it first appears. It isn't trying to get you the best possible life. It's trying to keep you in a position where a good life is still possible. Don't win. Stay in the game. And keep alive the conditions under which winning might one day happen. and it leaves W open, rather than pretending to know the number. So let me give you the whole thing, gathered up, as plainly as I can. Sort what might happen into three boxes: what you want, damage you can fix, and damage you can't. Never let them blend, because blending is where you talk yourself into things, where the upside is huge, gets to cancel out something that would end you. Count the permanent box extra, always. Not because permanent harm is morally worse, but because you can't steer after it. You have to still be here to keep going. You'll never have the real numbers, and that was never the point. The point is the question the formula forces on you. What's the thing here I can't take back? Most bad decisions aren't arithmetic failures. They're failures to ever look in that box. And then, move anyway. Small enough that being wrong lands in box two, bounded. Then check and adjust and go again. That is how you get to be careful and brave at the same time. Not by being certain, but by keeping your mistakes survivable. And in the end, the whole apparatus isn't really about decisions at all. It's about the fact that we human beings fill gaps with stories and don't notice we're doing it. Everything I've told you is scaffolding around that one very human problem. Thank you for spending this time with me. Go gently.